A union local has accused a landmark Pittsburgh hotel of misusing funds meant to keep workers on the payroll during the pandemic. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
The Omni William Penn shut down in March after the pandemic struck, devastating the hospitality industry. The elegant 100-year-old downtown hotel laid off more than 300 workers. One was Zebedee Williams, an overnight banquet houseman who made about $17 an hour setting up and tearing down weddings, parties, and other events. Williams has three daughters, the youngest born in February, and a partner on disability. At first, he got by on unemployment benefits. Then things got tight.
The money starts riding up to where maintaining everything, paying bills, paying rent, food, things like that, to where it was becoming a little harder around July, August.
For the first time in his life, Williams sought help at the food bank, but that wasn't enough either. Some days, Williams skipped meals.
It's not right for the kids not to eat. And I would do it 10 times again if the situation happened. I would make sure my children eat, and I would make do.
In a time of widespread unemployment, Williams' story is all too familiar, but there's a twist. The Omni, where Williams had worked for 3 years, received federal pandemic relief loans meant to keep workers like him on the payroll. The Paycheck Protection Program offered the forgivable loans to cover payrolls for up to 8 weeks. PPP loans can be forgiven if 60% of the money is used for payroll. The Omni asked the government for $3.5 million and said it would retain 365 workers, according to government documents. On April 5th, that application was approved. But Williams says he was never paid by the hotel. Same for Will Arthur, a waiter there.
To my knowledge, our workers haven't seen a dime.
Arthur and Williams belong to the labor union Unite Here, with 300,000 members in North America. Omni is a national chain. Using government data, Unite Here calculated 32 Omni hotels received a total of $76 million in PPP loans. The union says the William Penn in Pittsburgh is one of several where little or none of that money was paid to union members. At the Omni William Penn, Unite Here represents some 260 workers, about 70% of the hotel's workforce. Nia Winston is manager of Unite Here's Midwest Joint Board, which oversees Pittsburgh Local 57.
It's completely unacceptable.
So that $3.5 million Pittsburgh's Omni William Penn received, where did it go? In a written statement, the chain acknowledged that Omni William Penn got PPP funds and that it didn't use them to pay laid-off workers. A business can use PPP funds for payroll even if it stayed closed during the pandemic, but Omni didn't want to do that. Instead, it used the money mostly for non-payroll purposes and said it will repay any loan funds that are not forgiven. Tim Stretton is a policy analyst with Project on Government Oversight. The nonpartisan watchdog tracks PPP funds. Companies can use less than 60% of a loan for payroll as long as they do pay back the government, but Stretton said that's still inappropriate. The loans carry an interest rate of just 1%, and the funds were intended mostly to help workers directly, not companies. If unions see something wrong, he says,
they should report this, because without that, law enforcement or even the agencies themselves and the inspectors general, they won't know where to start looking, because again, there are millions of loans.
But Unite Here has another grievance. In July, an Omni attorney wrote Unite Here's Pittsburgh Local seeking wage rollbacks and benefit cuts, which he said would, quote, facilitate the reopening of the hotel. However, union official Nia Winston said the biggest problem is that the hotel hasn't even told workers whether they'll be rehired once it reopens.
We need the employee to meet us halfway, and they're not doing that here.
Zebedee Williams, the laid-off banquet man, says he just wants to make a living again.
One, I would like to go back to work. It would be nice if the Omni extended their hand to the families that they say that we're a part of and try to help us.
Omni says it has provided financial assistance to workers in cities including Pittsburgh. But Unite Here officials said they confirmed only one union member in Pittsburgh had received such aid. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.